Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, we begin Perek Shesha, the sixth chapter in the Rambam, Sichas Tirinim, Masaf, and the laws of daily and the additional sacrifice in the Seif Avodah, where we continue with this regarding the order of starting from the beginning about the constant Avodahs that are done every single day, in addition to the Shira, the song that is also that they sing every single day, which Rambam gives Halacha Alf regarding this order starting only in the earliest part of the day, the Seder of the Avodahs that are tamid in every day in the Beis Hamikdash. As Rambam begins, Seder Avodahs HaTamidiyos B'chol Yom, the order of the constant service that's every single day, kachu, starts like this. Samach L'Alash HaShachar, close to the break of dawn, Yaveh HaMamunah Shalapayasis. So the one that's in charge of the lotteries, he comes, V'yakash Al-Azar, and he knocks on the gates of the Azar. And they open up the courtyard for him. U'mevalsh Neskal Azar, and they check out throughout the entire courtyard to make sure everything's okay. And then they stand up those who have to make the Michas HaMachavas, to make the Chavitin, which is from the first things done in the morning, which they have to go and prepare it. Now all the Kam that are there, Kfar Tablu, Kayin Meshav Emunah, they already had immersed themselves before the one in charge came, and they're already all wearing their crowned garments. They come and they stand in the chamber of human stone, which is one of the chambers there in the Azar. The Yafis Pais Rishon Mashani, and they make the first, and then they make the second lottery. Then everyone who wins the lottery merits to the avoda that he merits, Kamar Yishabi Arnu, like we explained in Perek Dalad. So they start from the beginning. The one who merits to take off the ashes, a spoonful of it, a shovelful from that ashes in on top of the Mizbeach. And Betayim, and he takes off that truma. Allah said the Shemana, according to the order that we said in Perek Beis Halachi Beis. Then after that, then they organize the large pyre, which is the largest fire on the Mizbeach. Then they organize the second pyre, which that's for taking the fires for the guitarists inside. Then they bring up two logs of wood and put it onto the large pyre. Lahabrasation knew that to increase the fire when they bring the karmat tamid shel shachar. Then they go into the chamber of the vessels. And then they take all the service vessels that they're going to need the entire day. And then they water the morning daily sacrifice with water, which is to help it skin it easier. And the one who merits to slaughter it, he goes and he pulls it to the butchering area. And then all the other kahanim who merited that they're going to be able to take parts of the limbs up to the kevesh, they go after him over there. And they wait over there until they open up the great gate opening up into the sanctuary. Now, when they finally open up the gate, which you can't shecht until that gate is open, when the gate opens, shecht in the satamid, they slaughter the karbon tamid shel shachar. Then two kahanim, who these are the ones that open up the shahar gadol by the heichel, they enter into the heichel. Who are these two kahanim? One of them is the one that merits to clean out the inner altar where you have all the ashes from the keteres from the previous day, and the one who merits to clean out the menorah, which had burned out from the previous night. Halacha beis. Now, if I'm medashnei mizbech, the one that cleans out the altar, the inner one, medashnei b'shah, he cleans it out at the time, shashechet shechet asetame, which is the same time when the other kind is slaughtering the karmen tamen. And v'achkech zer kadam zeh shekibla, and then the one who received the blood of the karmen tamen, he then sprays the blood. The halacha gimel. V'achkech shazak in asetame. Now, after the kind who received and sprayed the blood of the karmen tamen shel shachar, meitiv zeh shevehechel chamesh neiros. So this one who cleaned out the menorah, he goes and he does hatav, which Ram learns that's the halacha. He lights in the sanctuary five of the seven lamps. And then, these two who already did what they had to do with the menorah and the mizbeach, then they both leave from the sanctuary. Now, those other kahanim that are there by the butchering area, they skin and they dismember that karban oila of the tamid shel shachar. Now, every single one of those kahanim who merited in the lottery, he brings up that limb which he won in the lottery to the ramp. And where do they put these limbs? They put it on from midpoint of the ramp to the bottom, b'maravi on the western side, which is like the left side of the ramp, the bottom half on the left side. B'shem Musafin, and from the Korban Musafin that was on that day, if it was a Musaf day, Hayinushin Isam, they would place the Mechatzi Kevesh Ulamata from the bottom half of the ramp, b'mizrach, on the eastern side. Not B'shem Rosh Chodeshim, but specifically when there was Rosh Chodesh, Nisim al Mizbeach, they were put on the altar, Milmal on the top, being carefully carried between the corners. Bim Kaim Hilach Ragla Kahanim, in the area where the Kahanim would walk, Why? They lefarsim mish Rosh Chodesh to publicize that Rosh Chodesh. Would you always have to know when Rosh Chodesh came out? Was it on day 29, 30, 31? So to publicize that, they had those limbs there on the top. Now, molchan shomes evam, they would salt the limbs, whichever one is we're going to sacrifice. And they would also spray salt on the ramp itself, even on Shabbos. And the reason is, although that could be a problem with adding on to a structure, but that no one should slip and that the kalim shouldn't fall over there. When they're walking, specifically with the wood, to bring it onto the pyre. In contrast, at other times when they're transporting, which actually considered avoid, you cannot have a chatzitza, but the halachas aitzim is not considered a chatzitza because it's not an avoida, and therefore they would spray the salt that they shouldn't slip. Now, Vava Bisham Melech Chaitza bin Raglamim bin Akevich, the Rambam explains, even though the salt gets in between the feet of the cow and the ram, Hoyevena Halacha Hazoiza by the sins, this transporting of the wood specifically is not considered a service, in Mechaitza, not concerned, and again, it would prevent them from slipping. Halacha Dal, Nava Acher Shemal Mevom Lekevich, after these Kahanim brought the limbs to the ramp, then Miskansin Kul Melechka Sagazin, all the Kahanim would go and enter into the chamber of human stone. The one in charge would tell them, Baruch Baruch Achaz, okay, make one bracha of tefillah now in the morning. Which the Himpaiskin, the Kurim, they would open up and they would say the Brach of Ahavas Olam, one of the Berchas of Kriyashma, and Vaser Sadibis, they would say the Ten Commandments, Ushma, Vaymishmoya, Vayoymer, three parashas of Shema, Vemes Vyatsav, the Brach that comes after that, Uritsei, which is one of the Brachas Shema in the Estre, which talks about the Avodah, what they're doing, Vesim Shalom, and making peace. Now, B'Shabbos, Mesivim Brach Achas, they would say another Brach. Vehi and that is Shayimer, Anshe Mishma Hayotze, that the group of the Kanim who are leaving now should say La Anshe Mishma Nichnas to the men of the Kanim of the group that's coming in, which they would switch on Shabbos. They would say the following bracha: Misha Shikin Neshamei Bebayis Zeh, he who rests his name in this house, Yashkin Beneichem should rest among you, Ahava, love, Achva, brotherhood, Shalom, peace of Reyes, and friendship. That was the bracha they said to them. After that, Ma'achkach Mafis and Payashlisha, then it would make the third lottery about who's going to be able to bring the Keteris. Udavi in the fourth lottery, who's going to be able to bring the limbs from the ram to the Mizbeach. Now, Mazoicha, B'Keteris, Mishazach, and whoever merited to the Keteris merits. And Benich the Samakta, he goes and he brings the Keteris. Ma'achkach Nich Nazesh, Shazach, B'Disha Menorah. Then, the one who merited to go out and clean the Menorah, he goes and he finishes up his job because he only had lit five lamps up until now. We make their stay in theirs, and now he goes back and he lights the remaining two lamps. And then, the Yitzhazesh Shehikter, in Madash HaMenorah. Then, the one who brought the Keteris, which is also there in the Heichel, he comes out from the Heichel together with the one who cleaned out the Menorah, and they stand by the steps of the antechamber, which has steps going up, him and his fellow Kahanim. Now, Halacha Hei, Kishagia bin Ulam Mizbeach, which this Halacha actually is talking about when the Kohen's on his way to bring the Keteris. So, therefore, that's actually before, we just mentioned before, about them standing on the steps of the Ulam, which obviously what we're saying is not necessarily in order. But when the Kohen is going to bring the Keteris, is he reaches between the area of the antechamber and the Mizbeach, he's past the Mizbeach on his way to the Ulam, which is the opening to the Heichel. So, not le'echra magrefa, one Kohen would take a shovel, was zraka men Ulam Mizbeach, and he would throw it in that area between the Ulam Mizbeach. Vayla kogola would make a huge sound. Now, shleisha dvaram ha'isa meshameshes b'am, there were three functions of making that loud sound when the Kohen is on his way to do the Keteris. First of all, Hashemeyas Kaila, whoever would hear the noise, Hayidei, he would know, that his fellow Kahanim are going to go and bow down. So, he would run and come to be ready, as we're going to shortly explain, that they would bow down. Second of all, then Levi, a Levi that's there in the Azara. Hashemeyas Kaila, who hears the noise, Hayidei, he knows, that his fellow Levim are going in to sing the song, which we're also going to explain shortly. So he would run and he would come. And Marisha Maimed, third of all, the one in charge of the Maimed, who he's in charge of certain functions, because he would hear the sound. Hay Maimed, as we're saying, he would do the placing of Esatimeim, of those people who are Tameh, Al Shahar Mizrach, on the eastern gate, Mibne HaChashad, because of suspicion. Sheyedu HaKol, that everyone should know, Shadayim Lehivei Kaparasim, that the reason why they're not entering is not because it's not a holy place to them, it's actually because they're waiting to get their sprays to become their atonement, to become purified. And that was also done at that time when they hear that there's going through the Keteris, he would go ahead and gather the Tameim to be there by the eastern gate. Now, the Achakach, so this is on his way to bring the Keteris and would throw this shovel. The Achakach, Malazesh Shazach Bevarm, Sevarm, and the Kevash Mazvev. So after he said the Keteris, which we just spoke about something a little out of order, just to say what would happen on his way to the Keteris, but after he did the Keteris and the one who did the Menorah, so they finished that, they came out. and they're standing there on the steps with the felakanim, as we said at the end of the previous halacha. But achkach, then we're saying afterwards, malazesh zalcha beivarmis avarmin the kippur of mizbeach. Whoever merited to be able to take the limbs from the ramp would take it up to the mizbeach. The achash malas avarmin. After they brought up the limbs to the top of mizbeach, maschilin elusha al malas ulam. Then those kahanim who we said were standing there by the steps of the antechamber, they would begin umavarchim birchas kahanim. They would make the birchas kahanim. The kanim duchen bracha achachas, they would say it as one bracha b'shem mafarish with the nefel but the name of God's explicit name. Come like we explained this place in the 14th parak in Hilchas Tefila halacha yud, and that's when they would say birchas kanim. Yerech Hashem Yishmech, they would the birchas kanim. Achkach Mount says and then after birchas kanim, then they would bring up the flower of the libations. V'achah seilus makdeh chavid, and then after they would do the seilus. They would burn the chavitin, which is the Kohen Gadol's mincha he brings every single day, half in the morning, half in the evening. And then after the chavitin, malan sayan and nisal, then they would bring up the wine for the wine libations. And that was the order. First they would burn the limbs, then the nisachim of the seilus, then the yain. Now, b'shasa nisach, at the time of the pouring of the libations, im halavim shir, then the levim would sing a song. And that's why he came running, because he knew that he's going to do the guitarist right after he comes out. They're going to be burning the limbs, and this lady has to get ready to sing his song, which is right after the burning of the limbs, is in the Sachem, when he has to sing. Now, umakana mashayurim b'mini nigin shem b'mikdash, and the musicians would bang on their instruments, with all different types of instruments in the base of Mikdash. But teikin teisha tkiyas al pikash, and they would blow 9 blasts on the bar, which is by the gaps, by the chapters of the share of the song. The halacha of kishayin nois nayin lemanasach, when they would give the wine to the one who is pouring the libations, so you had 2 kahanim who were standing by the table where the fats are, what's called the shulchan of the fats, and they had 2 trumpets in their hands, meaning each one had 1. Vaskan, and the deputy to the Kohen Gadol, he would stand on the corner of the mizbeach, and he had these flags in his hand, and he would signal to them, and they would blow a tekiah, a trua, and a tekiah. So then they would come and stand next to the one that was in charge of the cymbals, which are these 2 metal plates that you bang together. One would go to his right, one would go to his left. Now, Halacha Zayin tells us, so the one that's pouring libations would go slowly and deliberately. So then the skan, the deputy Kohen Gadol, who's there on top of the mizbeach, he would wave his flags, his kerchiefs. So then the one with the cymbals would start banging them. And these 2 on his sides would blow their trumpets. And then the Levim would sing their song. Once they reached to a bar, meaning the chapter, they would blow tekiah. And that's where the person would come running to be able to do the bowing down, because he knows everyone else is running there. At that point, all the people over there would bow down in the courtyard. So, I'll call perek tekiah. For every perek was a tekiah. I'll call tekiah, hashtach avoyim. For every tekiah was a bowing down. And for chol hatekiah, sh'al tamen, all the tekiahs that was did by the Karman Tamen was teisha, was 9, k'mashran, like we explained. And that was done by every perek that they did, as was explained in the 7th perek from Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, halacha hey. Halacha chas, continuing this idea that we mentioned regarding the shir that the Levim would sing by the Nesachim. So, einam shira. One does not say the shira, the levim of their song, elal oila satzibur, only by the public burnt sacrifices. Bezivcha shal mehem hamur matayra, and of the karban shlamim of the tzibur, which is that on shuas at 7 natar. Aval oilas nadava, but regarding a donated oila shemakriven that the community brings mimaisa trumas lishka from the leftovers of the separated shkalim of the chamber. Although it's a carbon brought by the public, we don't say a shir on them. It's only those which are obligatory ones mentioned in the Torah. So too, if libations are coming on their own, which is the time when the Levim normally sing by the Nesachim, they wouldn't say a shir on them. It's only by the Oilas Hatzibah and the Zivchei Shlamim. Halachatas, Hashir Shal Levim Oimrim, what song would the Levim sing? So every single day was a different one. But Yemarishin on Sunday, Hayom, they would say, as it says in Tehillim, and each one is because that day of creation is mentioned over there in that parak somehow of Tehillim. So in the first day was Lashem Aretz Malaya, to Hashem is the land and its fullness. Hashem created then Shemayim Ba'aretz on day one. Bashin Yom, in the day 2 was God Lashem, great is Hashem, and Mehul Me'od, and is very much praised Be'er Likenu in the city of our God, Har Kachay, Begaymer, his holy mountain, etc. Vashlisha, I mean, the third day, on Tuesday, they would say, Elikim Nitzah B'Daskel, God is there in the assembly of God, Be'kerv L'Kam Mishpat, in the midst of God, he judges. On Wednesday, they would say, Kel Nekom Es Hashem, a God of vengeance, Hashem, Kel Nekom Es Hafiyah, a God of vengeance, he should appear. On Thursday, they would say, Harninu Lelikim, sing to God, Uzeinu, who's our might, Hardiu Lelke Yaakov, blow a trua to the God of Yaakov. On Friday, they would say, Hashem Malach, Hashem has reigned, Geus Lavish, he has clothed himself with grandeur, Lavish, Hashem has clothed himself, Oizis Azar, Vegoyme, he has girdled himself with might, etc. And on Shabbos, they would say, Mizbe Shalom Shabbos, the singing of the song of the day of Shabbos. Now, but Musvi Shabbos, when they would bring the Musaf of Shabbos, and they did Nesachim, they would say Shiras Hazinu, the song of Parsha Hazinu. It was divided into six chapters, which is called Haziv Lach, which literally means say the shine is for you, but actually that's an acronym for Hey is Hazinu. Then later on, the next Aliyah is Zechari Yisraelim, next one is Yarkavi Al Bamas Aretz, then there's the Vav Vayar Shemayinatz, the Laman is Lu Chachmu, and the Chav is Kies Al Shemayim, which, as the Ram says, Kedech Shekoy Nesu Shishu Vezik Nesu, is usually in six Aliyahs from Hazinu. By splitting it up that way, in Shul, that's how they would split up for the Masaf Mer Shabbos. We have Oim Perek B'chol Shabbos, you would say one Perek, you split up into six Perakim, you'd say one Perek every single Shabbos for that Musaf of Shabbos. Gomer Hashir B'shish Shabbos, so they finished the song of Hazinu in 6 weeks, and Chayz L'Raish, and then they would go back and start over again. But Mincha Shal Shabbos, I mean, regarding the Mincha of Shabbos, they would say, Az Yashem Meishem, they would sing the Shira, or Micha Meicha of a Gomer, and the Micha Meicha, which is also part of the Az Yashem. Now, the Musaf Shal Rosh Hashanah Hayamim, regarding the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, they would say, Harninu Lelkim Azeinu, sing to God our might, Namim Chalis Bechamishi, and if it happened to be a Thursday, I mean, they would say, Hasireisi Misevel, he removed from burden, Shechmai, his shoulder, Vegoyme, etc. B'mincha Rosh Hashanah Hayamim, at the Mincha of Rosh Hashanah, they would say, because that's what they, that's the, on Thursday, that's the song, and if it's a Thursday, then Rosh Hashanah is also alluded over there in that song. And by Mincha Rosh Hashanah, and regarding the by Mincha Rosh Hashanah, they would say, Kol Hashem Yochel Midba Begoyma, the voice of Hashem, it trembles the deserts, etc., which we want to mention the merit of the Kol of the Shefa of Matan Torah, which is Rosh Hashanah, so therefore they would sing that song then by the Mincha. Halacha Yod, Rosh Chodesh Chalis B'Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh falls out to be on Shabbos. So Shirish Rosh Chodesh, because now each one has a special song, as we just mentioned, so Shirish Rosh Chodesh, Dech Es HaShirish Al Shabbos. The song that would sing on Rosh Chodesh would actually override the song of Shabbos. And the reason is because they'll fire Shem Rosh Chodesh to publicize that Rosh Chodesh. Like we said, we had to publicize when Rosh Chodesh was. So that's more important than singing the song of Shabbos. Halacha Yanav continues regarding, as we're talking about, the daily avoda that's done every single day. Now, what's a daily avoda as when it comes to Shabbos? So, B'Shabbos, Maktirin Eshnei Bezich Levayna, there was additional things that had to be every single Shabbos. You would burn the two spoonfuls of frankincense in Masaf and with the Masaf, meaning right after you brought the Karban Masaf. Koidin Nisachayan Shem Masafin, before the wine libations of the Masaf. And V'Kaseh D'Shayis M'Choyim HaBoker, and just like the same order that you did every single morning, which we spoke about in the previous halachas, that's how you do it in the evening. Chutz, the only exception that you wouldn't do parallel what you did in the morning and the evening, is maromas adeshin, miyam mazbech hachitzin, taking off the ashes from the outer altar where you only did that in the morning, not in the evening. V'sid ha-marochas v'apiyasas, and also regarding the organizing of the marocha of and the lotteries, where because the first and the second and the fourth lottery, in contrast to the third, that actually, for Keteris, actually did do in the evening, as Ramah said in Perek Dalad. But regarding all the other lotteries, that was only done in the morning and not in the evening. And the Marochas were also only organized in the morning. Because these things, in contrast to many other things which you would do in the morning and the evening, like the logs and the Tamid and the Keteris, these things only done every single morning, like we explained, for regarding the Payasas was in Perek Dalad. And we're going to see the Marochas that was in Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, but everything else was done in the morning and the evening the same.